If the clouds were getting thicker and you think you're going to have some rain or something in a little while, you'd say the weather is...
fixing the rain.
Do you ever say it's changing or gathering?
Yes, it's changing. Weather's changing.
Does that mean it's getting worse or getting better?
Not necessarily, Barbara. If we had a cloudy and partly cloudy day, and then it would be clouding up or getting, I'd say the weather's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that it's going to rain.
But it's getting worse, you mean?
Not necessarily, no.
What if the clouds pull away? You say it's finally going to...
clear up.
And a strong wind that comes out of the Gulf.
Well, when they get strong enough, it's a hurricane.
Have y'all been bothered by those?
Oh, things? Yes. We get them ever so often. Sometimes 10 years, sometimes 20 years, sometimes 3 or 4 years. You never know. We've been fortunate for the last number of years now, since 67, I believe.
What was in 67?
That was Celia that hit Corpus Christi so bad along the coast down here. And Port-au-Corner and those places were wiped out.
How did it affect y'all up here?
We just got a very severe wind about out of it. In 42, we had a real hurricane came right on through this area here, and it just blew down trees and broke them up, turned houses over, sheds, barns and things. It did a lot of damage.
Have y'all ever been flooded here?
Not here, no. We've had in 67 when Celia went through Corpus Christi and that further down, we had 30 inches of rain here in 30 hours. That could have been bad flooding if we wouldn't be living in a well-drained area. That's when the old Colette got higher than anyone and ever knows in history since.
Is that when it went through y'all's pasture?
Yes.
Could you drive over these roads here?
No. That little place you come through down here, it had not much water in it.
How long were y'all trapped in?
For about 24 hours, I guess. It runs out pretty far. Oh, 24 or 30, maybe 36 hours. Yes.
What would you call a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down?
Flood. Pour down.
What if there's thunder and lightning in it?
Well, we had a lot of thundering and lightning.
Well, you say last night we had a...
severe storm, or a heavy storm, a storm, something to that effect.
What if it's raining, but not too hard? You say you had a...
drizzling.
What else could it be?
Light rain. A slow rain.
What if it's barely heavy, but it doesn't last long?
Well, we had a heavy shower, something to that.
Okay. What if it's just a few scattered drops coming down?
Just drizzling. Few drops fell.
What about a sprinkle?
That can use that too. Yeah, we just had a sprinkle.
How's a sprinkle different from a drizzle?
Same thing, Barbara.
What if it's real fine, you can't hardly see?
Misty rain.
Huh?
Misty rain.
Okay. And if you get up in the morning, you can't see across the road.
Fog.
You say it was a what kind of day?
Heavy fog.
Or you say it was very...
foggy?
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks...
we are having a dry spell.
Any other name for that?
A drought.
What's the difference?
Same thing.
How many weeks does it have to go without what rain for it to be a drought?
4 or 5 weeks from there on. Month, 2 months, 3 months.
How long have y'all had one? What's the longest?
Right now it's been about 2 months or more. My grandfather was talked about way back in the early 60s, they had, when they were settled here, 13 months without any rain.
How did they keep everything alive?
They didn't. They almost starved to death. they had a neighbor over here, the Leverett's, they had a grist mill driven by water.
Mm-hmm.
And he imported his corn from Mexico by mule train, horses and wagon. And they got that corn there, he would grind it in grits and that, and they would go over there and get it. And you tell them, you come and get it. He said, Mr. Leverett, we don't have any money. Doesn't make any difference, he says. As long as I can get the corn, you come and get it. And if it wouldn't have been for Mr. Leverett, the people would have starved or they would have had to move out. But that's what kept them here.